USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is approving a disaster declaration for Colorado's devastating wildfires. The White House saying Biden signed the measure earlier today for those impacted by wildfires that have destroyed hundreds of homes in the Denver suburbs. Boulder County Sheriff Joe Pelley saying at least 500 homes have gone up in flames and more than 30,000 people have been evacuated.
It's unbelievable. You know, Colorado is one of those places where you can feel the warmth of people's heart.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. A lot of travelers are starting 2022 in an airport waiting for the next available flight. FlightAware data showing over 3,000 flights have been canceled around the globe. That includes 1,500 domestically. Winter storms and COVID-19 are being blamed for the cancellations. This is USA Radio News.
Trust. Maybe a small word, but with huge ramifications. At Fellowship Home Loans, we want to be the mortgage lender that you trust.
Fellowship realizes that trust is earned and can easily be lost. That is why we listen not only to the wants, but also strive to understand the need.
Take a look at our Google reviews and our A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. But that's just the beginning. What matters is you.
Give us a chance to earn your trust, not just your business. Fellowship Home Loans, 800-804-SAVE. That's 800-804-7283 or online at fellowshiphomeloans.com.
We will listen and put together a plan to help make your dreams come true. Fellowship Home Loans, 800-804-SAVE. That's 800-804-7283 or fellowshiphomeloans.com.
Fellowship Home Loans, welcome home.
Intercontinental Capital Group, DBA Fellowship Home Loans, Equal Housing Opportunity Lender, MLS number 60134.
Younger teenagers and adolescents may soon be able to get a Pfizer COVID booster. Teens 16 and older are already eligible to get the shot, like adults, 6 months after their second COVID shot. Now the FDA is reportedly ready to grant emergency use authorization for boosters in younger kids ages 12 to 15. That's expected to happen by early next week. Hollywood is paying tribute to TV legend Betty White, the five-time Emmy winner, passing away Friday at the age of 99. Among those offering condolences was Ryan Reynolds, who co-starred with White in The Proposal. Reynolds tweeting, "The world looks different now," and said White was great at defying expectations. Her Hot in Cleveland co-star Valerie Bertinelli writing, "Rest in peace, sweet Betty, and how bright heaven must be right now." People also gathering at her Hollywood Walk of Fame star and laying bouquets of flowers. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Biden ended 2021 by talking with Russian President Vladimir Putin regarding Russian troop buildup on the Ukraine border. Biden saying that he advised Putin that the only way upcoming talks would work would be if the Russian leader would de-escalate, not escalate, the situation on the border. This as former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says Biden's empty threats are emboldening the Russian leader.
You have more words from the Biden administration, but no actions, no demonstrated resolve. And I think you see Vladimir Putin observing that. He sees a weak leadership from the United States. He doesn't see us defending our values. And I think he is prepared to push this issue with Ukraine to the brink.
Democrats say the Build Back Better Act needs to get passed to cut costs for child care and prescription drugs, as well as promote climate change incentives. But New York Republican Congresswoman Nicole Meliotakis says the bill would only make the United States more of a socialist country because of the welfare provisions.
If we continue to disincentivize people to work, like these welfare without work requirements that would be in this new bill, that would only expand the problems that we're facing right now. We need to work and produce, and that's what's going to drive down inflation. That's what's going to bring the supply chain back into where it needs to be.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.